Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Fellas, welcome back.
Hey, Donnie. How's it going, buddy?
Well, thank you. Very well. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, good to go. How was your
math today?
Yeah, there was a lot of math for you today, bud. You're doing invoicing and stuff, eh?
Yeah. My brain hurts, so this will be good.
Yeah. You should. Yeah, you'll be sharp for this, I'm sure.
Just drop in some color here and there, Dino. You're fine.
What'd you do this weekend, Donnie?
I'm glad you asked, Tosh. Braden Arcand, a friend of the pod, got married this weekend.
Awesome.
Finally. Yep. He's been with his gal for a dozen years.
Another guy out kicking his coverage.
Yeah. Whoa. But he's a good looking cat and he's talented.
He is.
But I don't think that he could do better, for sure. Nor do I think she could do better. So good for them. They found each other. I've only known them though together. And just as a shot at Braden, what took so long? You know? What were you waiting for? But whatever, it happened. It was a beautiful night. That we'll get into it in my shots later. But it was great. Weather was great. It was a fantastic outing. How about you guys? What'd you do? Tosh, what'd you do?
What did I do this weekend? Oh, I coaching course. I had the ACD coaching course all weekend. So I sat at my computer. It was supposed to be going to Calgary. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to go to Calgary and it didn't work out with adrenaline. So I actually sat in front of my computer screen for 6.5 hours, 7 hours a day.
Sounds terrible. All right.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah.
Learned
okay.
Lots. Yep. Figured out everything that we've been doing wrong and we should be good.
I was just going to say, how are you still learning, bud? You should be teaching.
Oh, dude, there's so, and you know what? I know we joke around a little bit, but it is awesome. And for any of the coaches out there that are looking to do any more coaching education and learn some stuff, like I'm serious, to the next level, because I know Dino just went through his three and we know that we've heard about his exploits there, but I'm the only softball coach, right? So I get a lot of insight on what's going on in other sports, how they train. And what's really cool is, you know, I sit there and I'm thinking, okay, softball guy. And yeah, I played national team, whatever. It's like the national, like, freestyle downhill ski coach, former world champion, you know, like all these different people that have been to the Olympics and won medals and, you know, are now into their coaching. And there's some really, really cool insights. It's been good. It's long and it sucks that it's kind of online due to circumstances with what's going on in the world right now. But it is pretty cool. It's really cool.
I mean, the good thing is you don't have to wear pants to be online all day. That's if you didn't, you could
not wearing pants right now, bud.
There you go. So you can be free and still learn. Yeah, that's nice. How about you, Dino? What'd you get into this weekend?
The Canadians had their first of probably several year-end bashes that they usually have. It was
world champions. World champions.
World champions of the Regina League. Yep.
Awesome.
So yeah, they had a little golf. Six of us, I guess, got together and did a little golf on Saturday. But it was pretty tame. But it was windy, which usually wreaks havoc with me. Did a little bit. But it was good. Good to get out and see the boys and push away from the computer screen for a little while. So it's been good.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. Because we're going to do a little bit of a cast today. Team Canada announced their Pan Am roster. Mm-hmm. We have some connections with some of the guys. One of these guys I have the privilege of playing with have longest standing teammate of mine in the history of the Dodgers/Pirates. But I saw him this weekend, and he may get into this weekend as well. He was at the Arcand wedding. Corey Jones, welcome to the cast. Welcome to the team, bud.
Jonesy.
Hey, Corey Jones. Happy to be here.
Congratulations, buddy. That's awesome. Saw your name, and nobody deserves it more. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Corey, you want to walk us through that? What the process has been since you got named to the pool to what leading into Rawlings, waiting for the call. Can you kind of walk us through what you went through?
Well, it's been interesting since I got named back into the pool. I was think I was in the pool 12 years ago, right? And then right off the junior team. And then
when you went through your growth spurt?
I went through some kind of growth spurt, Dino, I'll tell you that. But no, it was a long time. And to be honest, before I got put back on it after Canadians and Grand Prairie in 19, I wasn't really like, I don't know. I love the game so much, man, that I just play. Right. And, I had a really good Canadians and Grand Prairie and, kind of started to feel comfortable again, just at the highest level, and got the call that got put back on there, and was a little surprised just because I hadn't, we had a bunch of Alberta boys on it, but I hadn't been thinking of it. And I don't know. And then all of a sudden everything got shut down, right? So it was, I don't even know how long, a year and a half of emails coming in, training, doing my own stuff, gyms being shut down, and having to figure out how to continue what I've been doing for the last 2 years, and working hard to get in better shape every year. And then into this year, we didn't even really know what the landscape was going to look like either. And so started, once July 1st hit, play as many tournaments as I could, and take league ball a little bit more seriously, I get to get, just to get the swings in, and then rolled right into Saskatoon and had a pretty good weekend there. So, and then, yeah, again, still surprised when I got the call, from John Stewart last week, but I think saying I was I'm a little excited would be a bit of an understatement for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, you had a good week for sure. Let's yeah. talk a little bit about, like I said, a little backstory on Corey Jones. Came with this diocese as a 17-year-old. Was that the first time he came?
17 or 18, I think. I can't remember if my first year was right after the junior national team or the year before, I can't remember, Donnie.
But either way, it's been a spell, as they say. What we did, though, which unbeknownst to us at the time, was probably the managerial move of the decade, as we signed you to a lifetime contract in the Gardens in Wisconsin, which you've honored. And good on you, man of your word. But watching you from that age and being your teammate still, you said you know, what did you do? You worked out. You've changed completely. You turned yourself into an outfielder who, and you play first still. But what hasn't changed is you hit missiles, but you're a launch pad, and you hit quite a few fairly deep shots in Saskatoon. They all count, whether they're 210 feet or 300 feet. But I've got to say, the focus you showed in an unknown time, you showed when you needed to, you did really well, led the group. Seeing an Alberta guy and a Pirate and a teammate make that roster was a pretty big moment for all of us, I think, for sure. And I guess we want to know what's next for Corey Jones, for CJ.
I guess what next is work even harder this winter. And then hopefully, I don't know, my next thoughts are just Argentina now, right? And going.
Sorry, Jonesy, that's what I was going to say. What's next? The Pan Am qualifier.
No. Next. We realize that. But from today to the qualifier, have they given you an idea of what your schedule?
He'll brush his teeth.
Brush my teeth.
Oh my God!
Relentless. It's a question for the listeners, good. Not for us. Please continue, Corey.
Yeah, give her, man.
No, just again, do whatever I can to prepare for Argentina. When it is in our off season, right? So, got to find ways. Maybe make an appearance or two at Donnie Barrels there, ooh. Donnie. And
love to have you.
It's a good spot. But yeah, again, mostly just continue to work and do what I've been doing for the last 2 years, and then obviously get in and throw and swing a little bit more than I usually do. So that's the plan. And
if you want good feel good BP, Tosh and I are your guy. You know, if you want belt eye dippers, there's still world class bend in them, but you can hit them a mile. But if you want that, don't shake your head.
No
Tosh.
Shots. No way. If there's a sheet of plywood. Maybe in front of me.
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. They'll be.
No.
I might gear right up, actually.
So, Jonesy, I got a question for you. And it's something, and I mean, it's not a shot at anybody by any means, but a little bit of pressure, I think, on you guys going into this qualifier, and that the men didn't qualify last time. Any thoughts around that? Has there been any talk around that, or is that just kind of, let's just go about our business here and get things done?
No, we haven't talked a whole much or a whole bunch yet, Tosh, but I did get some texts from a few of the guys right after the team got named, just congratulating me. And then the last words in just about every text were like, okay, now it's time to go win. So,
yeah.
And again, if you guys know me, I'm all for that. I'll go there and do whatever they need me to do to help help them win. And I can guarantee you that's the goal going in there.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, no, there's obviously a storied past with the Pan Ams and the men's team, and that, you know, they've never lost. And except the year they didn't qualify, of course, but you know, it's always been gold. So just wondering if, you know, if the guys are feeling a little pressure on that or,
unlucky. It's a one-time thing. Never happen again.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I totally get that, but yeah. I totally get that. I'm just saying, like, I mean, there's probably a little bit of redemption in the thought process for sure.
Yep.
I know it's early.
Did they tell you where they think you're going to be playing more?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
Primarily, or did they say?
No, we haven't talked about that yet, Dino, or anything like that. I would imagine just looking at it, maybe that would be the case. But like I said, I'll do whatever they need me to do. So whether it's there, whether it's anywhere, it doesn't matter to me.
So a question for another friend of the pod: how proud is Jim?
I would say he's probably pretty proud. I had, we found out the day before it came out, right? So you guys know his prowess on social media lately. I had to make sure he knew to keep it off the old Facebook for a little bit. So, but yeah, I think him and Mom are pretty proud. So they know how hard I've been working the last couple of years. So I don't know. And it's nice to see that too, because especially my mom follows me around, my brother and I around everywhere to watch this. It doesn't matter where we're playing. So that's pretty cool too.
I'm kind of racking my brain here, Dino. Would they be the only father son?
Well, I was kind of wondering, not necessarily that. I was actually, did you see, I mean, I remember Jimmy hitting, but do you remember him, how he hit? I was wondering if, you know, if it was father son
really thing. Well,
like, did you guys, yeah, I know it was really well, but it's just, do you guys look the same when you swing? Is it like, did you get to model yourself at all, or was it just something like natural the way you hit right now?
To be honest, you know, I was thinking about that actually, and that's one thing I wish I got to do more, was watch my dad when he was kind of in his prime, I guess you would say. The last memory I have of him playing was when we moved out here and he was playing with Rolly View. Kind of in the, I don't know what it would have been, the senior B circuit or whatnot. So, I don't remember him playing in Saskatchewan and things like that, but I have been told like a few times people say that our swings are similar. But yeah, I couldn't tell you. I'm not 100% positive on that.
I guess the hard part would be trying to find somebody that old that we could be able to see both of them, right? Be the tough part.
Yeah. Well, I unfortunately also swing like my dad. It didn't work out as well for either of us. So good for both of you, Jim and Corey. We get the hand we're dealt, you know, and that's all we can work with. But yeah, like Corey, having played with you for all these years and seen you at the highest level, to get back on the in the pool was a huge accomplishment, to show well and prove Alberta's got lots of talent. As a teammate, all the Pirates were pumped for you. Anyone's ever played with you, all the Leduc guys, all the Dodgers, all the guys in Alberta. It's a big get, and we're all going to be following you, obviously, really close, too. When you come to barrels, when you're coming down.
That's the best part. He goes into those, and but there's no question at the end.
No, that was a statement.
So we're all sitting there waiting for the question.
I was just nodding along. I wasn't. I agree with you. Thank you.
No, it's good. Yeah.
I agree.
You're right. Thanks, Donnie. You're right.
It's awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
That's what I usually right do. I just sit there and nod at him while he talks, boys. So
what's the schedule, Jonesy? When do you guys, are you guys able to stage somewhere before? What's the plan? Do you know?
Again, I don't have much information yet for you guys. I wish I did, but
I think they're hoping that they can do something end of January, because I think they're trying to get the U23 men to do the same That would be fantastic.
If I may, the similar question was asked earlier as to what's next, and Tosh jumped all over it. I feel like that's the same question, maybe worded differently, but very similar is what I was looking for. And then Tosh was all over me. I'm going to leave it.
It was worded differently. It was worded much clearer. Much clearer, for sure. Made way more sense. So you're right. It was worded differently, for sure. Yes.
End result was the same, though.
Yeah. Jonesy, proud of you, buddy. It's such a, you know, it's awesome. And I know you've had the leaf on your chest before, and I know that you're going to do the country proud, and you're going to work your butt off between now and then. So all the best, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jonesy. Let's bring in our next guy. Another Grand Prairie Pirate. I maybe had a bit of influence on that one. He was already actually on the Core 12, but we wanted to talk to him because everybody likes him. And he's kind of got big news coming up here. So, Patty Burns, welcome to the cast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Burns 8.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, a couple things to congratulate you on. You're going to go to the Pan Am. You're going to get married this weekend. Lots of things happening for Patty Burns. You really piled it all in, hey?
Yeah. I mean, classic ball player. You can't get married in the summer, so you got to wait until this September.
Good for you for finding a gal who understands the importance, because we were just at a wedding this weekend. Brayden Arcan got married. He knew the same drill. He should have been married 12 years ago, but it took him this long to find a weekend where he wasn't busy playing ball. So good on you. Yep. Good on you for finding a gal that gets it. And I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you getting married, bud?
In Saskatoon, actually.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the movie Wedding Crashers?
I have. That's why I'm not going to tell you guys where it is.
Oh, we'll find it. Don't worry about that.
Is it an orange wedding? Like another harvest wedding?
Okay. No. Well, we do have fall colors, I guess.
Seen a few of those.
What are your colors? You wanted to talk about it real quick?
What does that mean? An orange
wedding?
Oh,
I get it.
Wedding. Lots of weddings in the fall are orange. Because of harvest and whatever.
Season's changing. Colors. No, that's right. That's an apt question, Dino. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good question then.
So what color is your wedding?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
The main color is burgundy, I guess. Oh, girls burgundy. Are wearing. So
well done.
Very cool. Very
so is your suit black or gray?
It's actually navy blue.
Oh, so. Navy nice. And burgundy? That's a real sharp look. Nice. Brown shoes?
Brown shoes.
Oh, Burnsy, send me a picture of that. Bud.
Oh, I'll make sure.
Very cool.
It's going to be
very
sharp. Cool. Hey, just to compare weddings, how many groomsmen?
I got 5.
Wow. Brayden had 7. I barely made the list. I got the 7th spot. But I felt like that was more people in his wedding party than were at my wedding. It was a real group. He has an entourage, that guy. And you do too, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't think I have 7 friends, so it would be pretty tough for me to get 7 guys up there with me.
Dean, Tosh, are you in the wedding party?
No.
Well, you got 3 more you could add right now, bud.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. I already got a suit. Let's just show up.
Yeah. Hey, Burnsy, so talk a little bit about the summer. Obviously, you had a big summer. And just give us a little bit of feedback on how it went. You know, COVID year, finally got to play. But what did your summer look like?
I mean, it was definitely a different summer than what I'm normally used to, you know, traveling 6-7 weekends of the summer. This year we only did 3 weekends or 3 tournaments, I guess. And I was playing with Hill United, and so we just we all flew down to the States and pretty much just spent about 3.5 weeks there all together. And we played in a tournament in Minnesota, and then from Minnesota we went to Oklahoma City to go play at the ASAs, and then from the ASAs we went to the ISCs. So it was pretty busy for those 3.5 weeks, and it was good. It was good to be together with our guys for 3.5 weeks, and I think that really helped us form a good team chemistry.
Did you fly commercial, Pat, or was there some other mode of transportation?
I was going to say that's a lot of time on the bus, Burnsy.
Yeah. We got treated pretty well, and our team actually chartered a flight, and so we flew private, which was an experience all on its own. And I feel like a bum now when I have to go through security and fly commercial.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, we obviously saw some pictures, and very cool experience. I mean, winning had obviously a great experience in itself, but when you can, you know, become world champions and then just get on your private jet home, that's awesome too. That's not a bad gig.
we've done a lot of that traveling, but we've never had that 3 week. That's kind of an interesting way to go about it, I guess. But was everybody able to do it, or was it, did you have certain guys that couldn't, or like, what was the issue? Like, as far as work, everybody was able to kind of make a go of it, or?
Yeah, everybody was able to make it work, in that regards. I mean, we had a couple guys that just unfortunately couldn't make it just due to some visa issues and stuff like that. But, everyone seemed to be able to make it work, with getting holiday time off for the 3.5 weeks. It was definitely a cool experience, and I'm glad that we got to do it.
The private jet, I'm stuck on this a bit. Sorry. Let me go back. Private jet. What time do you got to be there to get on a private jet? 6 minutes? Like, do you need any time at all, or was you sort of walked on and they just took off?
Yeah, well, it doesn't leave until you get there, and so you could, it's like what you see in the movies. You pull up in your car right outside, and they got the carpet rolled out, and you just walk right onto the plane, they close the door, and then you take off.
Wow.
Very nice. Odd question, but was there snacks on board, or like, who was responsible for that?
Anything you wanted. Just had to request it the day before. So, yeah, they pretty much asked you what you wanted for lunch, and they got it for you. If you wanted a chicken Caesar salad, that's what you'd have. If you wanted a smoothie, you got a smoothie in the morning. And, yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Wow. Is there any thoughts going forward, Dean and Tosh, maybe as the twos expand and we go to these tournaments that perhaps we can 100%. Look into?
100%.
100%. That's what we're looking at. Find a sponsor for the podcast.
And, working on it. Working on it. My request is Hawkins Cheesies. I would like that as a snack for sure. A great snack. Yikes. Okay, so you were in Oklahoma City, went to Iowa, come to Saskatoon. You don't have to pick or tell the listener, but you said you built a lot of team chemistry with Hill. How's that chemistry with the Pirates? You can go ahead and say.
I mean, 7 beer flats in the beer gardens helps a lot. You get some pretty good stories going and laughs and stuff. That always helps.
That's a record, I understand. Yep.
Yeah. Good for us. When was that? What day was that on?
That was
Friday.
Saturday? Friday?
No, Thursday.
Oh, it was the first day. Oh, right. Because we only play
until 6:30 on
Friday. That's right. Yeah. That's a responsible team that knows we don't have to play for 18 hours. You can have a couple. No, yeah.
Or the rest of the weekend. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying the chemistry was good, though?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that team, the Pirates have a core group of guys that have been together for a long time, and you can tell that, but they're always so welcoming with all the new guys, and it makes it a good environment.
Well, I recognize you got a lot of things coming up. You got a wedding, you got a qualifier, you got lots of things, but don't think I'm not thinking about what's going on maybe next July, August. We'll be all over you, bud.
Yeah, no, I know. I've had a few guys messaging me already. I just haven't had a chance to think about it yet. I'm waiting until this weekend's over, and then I'll put some more thought into what's happening next year.
Okay, stop. So you're getting married this weekend. Your thinking is gone, bud.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I'll have to run out.
That's
somebody else. Yeah.
Just kind of on that chemistry thing. So the list is out now. The team is there. It looks like an awesome team. Excited about, the guys going. We got some young guys. Talk a little bit about the makeup of that team, and how do you think that's going to roll out for you?
I think the core group that they announced, I would say, 9 of those guys that are on that list have been playing together for the last, 5-6 years, and they're going to make up the core nucleus, I guess, of what we have. And we've added a few new pieces, guys that haven't donned the leaf or, had Canada on their chest yet, or at the men's level at least. Yeah. And I think the guys that we have on the team and the leadership that we have is going to pay dividends to those young guys, and they're going to get a lot of experience and learn a lot of things from the guys, the Sean Clearys or the Ryan Bolins or, the Shane Bolins, guys like that, Jason Hill, Bradley, all those kind of guys. They're going to be able to teach a lot of lessons to some of these young guys and show that leadership that they have. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. It's obviously that, teams have gotten better at the Pan Ams. You know, it used to be, it was kind of like a one or two horse race, and now there's three or four or five teams. Right. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge, but just looking at that roster, you know, I think you guys are going to be in pretty good shape to qualify for some stuff down the road and have some pretty good results in Argentina. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how things go, because I really like the looks of that team. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely looking forward to it. And like you said, it's there are about four or five teams now that are vying for that top position. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, Pat, you get through the weekend, you might think about committing first, because you, like Tosh said, you're not going to have a lot of say after that, which is fine. I'm married too, but think about it. And if you want to throw one out there, let us know. But best of luck. You know, we'll be following. Stay in touch, and we'll have you back on here again anytime, bud.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Right on, Birdsey.
All right. Take care, guys.
Exactly. Good luck, Birdsey.
Got one more for tonight's cast. Lucky to have another Team Canada guy who had arguably the best hitting tournament at the Rawlings. Hard to argue. Justin Laskowski. Well, it was good.
How do you argue that?
You don't. Hard to argue, I said. You could.
I think, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Donnie. I think he's got the highest average that's ever been done at the Grand Slam event.
I think you might be right. Yeah. So like I said, it's records, man. Hard to argue. Yeah,
setting records.
So
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. How many hits did you get off Grand Prairie, Justin?
We actually never played Grand Prairie.
Oh, wow. So you're perfect against GP. Yeah, there was lots of records. Yeah, Mason hit one 800 feet against. So, that's a record. Like, yeah. There's lots of records. Lots of records.
I know. Sorry, she didn't.
Sorry.
No, she didn't bring that up with our last guest.
I love Grand Prairie guys. Congratulations, buddy. It's awesome, and I know that you've worn the leaf before, but this is different. And maybe talk about the phone call and the excitement around that house.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for the congratulations. Yeah. No, honestly, the phone call is kind of funny. So I was sitting on the couch. I just finished a university class online. Nobody was home. I'm still at home here. And obviously I was the only one in the house. Got the phone call, and I had John's number in my phone from his card he gave me after the Rawlings, and saw it was him. So paused everything, turned off the laptop and answered it. And, I was expecting, or I was hoping, like, hey, just wanted to congratulate you and let you know that you made the 40 man, and that I was going to be through the roof through that. And all of a sudden he was like, yeah, like, congrats and everything. And then he said, we'd like to offer you one of our final four spots on the roster. And after that, I kind of almost just blacked out. Like, I didn't say anything for a little bit. And he's like, you there? And I was like, I just kind of said, like, are you serious? And he was like, and he chuckled, and he was like, yeah, I'm dead serious. And he started rambling off some details, and I had to phone Zip like a few hours later, because he said he told Zip earlier than me, and I had to like kind of ask him some of the details, because I just remember almost blacking out after I heard it. I was so excited.
Yeah, that's usually followed up with, you don't have to remember any of this, you'll be getting an email. Congratulations. That is awesome, buddy. Yeah. So the other part is, so you're by yourself. So you're jumping around the house all by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I remember just kind of like pacing after. My heart was beating so fast. I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out. Yeah.
You might be too young.
How come you don't bug him? How come you don't bug him about his memory? He couldn't remember anything after 10 minutes after a phone call. And you're all over me that I can't remember whatever.
But he just got told he made the senior men's team. I call you and ask you a question about practice, and you forget. So that's
you're talking
difference.
To me about practice.
Practice?
Aha. Uh-huh. Talk about practice.
As I said it.
Okay, so you might be too young to get the reference, but I know Tosh and Dean will get it. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't give him the, is that you, Tolbert? This isn't very funny, you know.
Well, that's what my dad was saying. He's like, I'm surprised you didn't like hang up, because, yeah, listening to whatever old hockey podcast, you know, guys in back in the day get phone calls and, hey, this is so-and-so. Yeah, right. Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's very exciting. Really, it's cool. Good to see that. That's the excitement that you have, because that's, I don't know, that's a long, long time ago, and that's it's kind of stirs a little bit to see, you know, it's nice to see that at that level, you're still getting excited. You're pumped. You're looking forward to what's about to happen.
Well, when you got asked, you know, it wasn't instantaneous because you had to wait for the telegraph to stop.
Wow.
Yeah. You had to wait for that stuff. But yeah. And you know what else is it? It's really cool to see, you know, a young guy that kind of grew up through Saskatoon and Saskatchewan and playing around here. It's that, that is, that's big because it's, it just is a testament to what's going on in Saskatoon with the men's game, especially. And I'll ask you this too, because I know it's gotta be tough because I mean, you came through junior, you went to, you know, the 18s there was probably a gap in there where the game kind of wasn't the same, right? There wasn't as much travel maybe and what was going on. And then COVID hits. And so I asked Burnsy about this, talk a little bit about your summer and how you kind of prepared for, you know, getting into the Rawlings.
So sorry, this past summer for the Rawlings, you mean, or the COVID year?
Yeah. Yeah. Any of it, just, you know, just kind of how did you stay to the point where you hit 700. I mean, you obviously went off, but it, that just didn't happen. It's not like you go 0 for every league game. I mean, you're hitting the ball pretty much all summer, but what's your routine maybe now that you're at that level or getting to that level or how you got to that level, what are some of the things you're doing on a regular basis?
You know, this, especially this past year was so tough. I think going through throughout the summer before COVID, being able to play tournaments every few weekends and getting lots of at-bats, because you know we play league and yeah, we play two nights a week, and some nights you're getting two at-bats, some nights you're getting four depending on who we're playing, kind of thing. So this year getting prepared for the Rawlings took quite a bit extra, actually. It was nice that we had provincials a couple weeks before. That definitely helped getting lots of at-bats off good pitching. But yeah, no, it's tough. So I guess something that I've done throughout the years that has really helped me is I've been fortunate enough to have a family who enjoys softball just as much as I do. So going out to the diamond, like we would go out probably once or twice a week, just to a local diamond out in Warman here. And all six of us in my family, my dad's usually on the, we have this little Blue Flame pitching machine. I'm sure you guys know those things. Mm-hmm. And that's, for some reason, I don't know, that just works for me. I don't know if it's seeing the ball hit in the middle of the ball, getting the confidence, but like whenever I'm struggling or need some practice, I just love going back to that Blue Flame. It's so consistent. If you need to practice outside pitching, it throws it there 99% of the time. And then a big thing for me too, like, I don't get me wrong, I love the tee work and then the cages and everything, but I think hitting for a lot of guys, it's a lot of confidence. So seeing that ball fly over the fence wherever you're, like, outside, it's just such a good confidence booster. So I did quite a bit of that before Rawlings. Like every day or every other day, I'd go out with my dad and a couple siblings or whoever could make it, kind of thing, whoever wasn't working. So awesome. Yeah, that's usually what helps me the most anyways.
So you stand at the plate, throw it up in the air and hit it over the fence and be like, yeah, that's good. Good work. Is that what you're doing?
Rocks.
It's a good point you make, though, right? Like, I mean, whether, you know, if you do get into a situation where you struggle often, and we say this a lot to our kids, it's not because you're technically necessarily doing something wrong. Sometimes you can just swing and miss. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, part of getting back on track or whatever it is getting back to that happy place. And maybe for you, it makes sense if that's a happy place. You're out in a ball diamond with your family. Where else would you rather be, right? So, mm-hmm. Maybe that's part of it too. You know, mm-hmm. You're getting yourself back on the mental side of the game. You're getting yourself in better shape, right?
Mm-hmm. I should have asked this offline because we did kind of pre-work some questions, but I wanted to say how big of an influence to your hitting and protection in the lineup was it having Hilly and Zeke there and Devo swinging the bat? Like, and he loves that for sure because pitchers don't normally hit. But how much of that played into your how you hit at Rawlings?
That was huge. Like if I say I hit whatever eight or nine in the order and I'm not driving in these runs, cause they were like coming up, nothing better as a hitter coming up with guys on base every time. For me anyways, I love when runners are in scoring, that extra added pressure, trying to just get a hit and drive the runs in. And so literally, there might have been one game, I think, where I let off a few times. But other than that, I think almost every single at-bat I had, there was at least Brad or Jason on, really. So that was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, just having those two guys on your roster, man, that was special. The experience and the leadership they brought, and just get a hit and come back, and they're just all over you and super confident in you and riding you. That just drives my confidence so much higher. That's for sure.
Well, and you know what, Justin, like Donnie makes a good point, and you talk about that. It's not easy hitting in lineups like that. Like, it's not easy hitting in lineups with a lot of, you know, name big time hitters. And I think because, you know, you had such a good week in a lineup like that, I think it also shows that you have no issues hitting in a lineup like that, right? Where, you know, some guys would go along for the ride, you know, but, you know, your point of you were excited when you got to the plate and there was always runners on. Some guys just can't do that, right? So I think it says a lot that you were able to do that. And, you know, and you know, this is also part of it, because, I mean, I always liked hitting in lineups like that as well, because I'm not a guy that's going to knock the ball out of the yard in comparison to everybody else in the lineup. So I always felt that, well, they're not going to walk me. So I'm ready to hit, because I'm going to get some decent pitches to hit, you know, and that happens sometimes, but you obviously made the most of it, man. And, you went off. Like, it was an amazing week for you. So good job.
The games that I saw you guys playing, obviously I was wearing a couple hats, so I was trying to watch the U23s as much as we could. But when I got to see you guys play, there wasn't too many games where either Zeke or Hilly weren't walked, you know, like the first, because didn't they have Zeke batting one and Hilly was two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, there were times where I think Leifer, like, walk both of them, right? And I'm not like, why wouldn't you, right? Yeah. But it puts, you know, 3, 4, 5 and all those guys behind you in a good position with guys on base all the time, like you said. Yeah. So,
like, like he said, is exactly that. The way, like, where I was hitting in the lineup, it just worked out so good. Like, I got to see so many great pitches, because, yeah, like, you face these two top batters in the world, and you're trying to pitch around them, and you don't get these out. So then I come up and it's like, okay, well, we got to pitch this guy and we got to try and get him out. So they were always around the zone. Like, I think Hilly and Zeke, how many walks they had? I don't think I had a walk, because the first three pitches of every at bat were pretty much all strikes, because they were just had to go at me.
So I have a sidebar about those two guys. So we took Blair with us, and so we're watching the Irma game against you guys, and it was under the lights. It was a great game, lots of people there. You guys are down 1-0, I want to say in the fifth or sixth inning. And came up where Zeke's up and they walk him. And all I said out loud was, that's a tough choice, walking the best hitter in the world to face the fourth best hitter in the world. Just to say, like, that's a tough, pick your poison, right? And Blair kind of gets at me. He's like, no, don't be ridiculous. He's not even the fourth best hitter in the game here today. I'm like, I don't know. Went to a 3-2 count and he smashes one over the fence. And you can bet I rubbed it in a little bit. How would I know? But, like, either way, that's you try to face Zeke and he does that. You walk Hill and then you got to face you or Devo. It was not an easy road to navigate, and that was the difference in the game. So, yeah, you guys took advantage of your opportunities. Your boys pitched outrageously well, obviously. Devo and Zippy, like, just fantastic. So congrats on winning that. We didn't get to see you. We saw you from the beer gardens where we won the beer gardens. So we saw it. We had a great seat there. But it was a lot of fun.
Rings for that, Donnie? Do you get rings for that?
We haven't decided whether we're going to order them. I think it's a team choice. We can decide. We'll talk to Millie maybe about that and see where we want to go. But that was a lot of fun to see. Obviously, we talked a bit offline about it being possible not to take you with that team when you hit the ball as hard as you did and as well as you did for 5, 6, 7 games against top pitching in the country. So congratulations, man. That's a big, big win for you personally, for the team, going to the Pan Ams. We asked the other two guys. One guy kind of knew. You didn't hear any of the answers, but did Zip tell you what's next? What do you got to do next? What's your schedule look like?
I have not got an email yet from the coaches about anything else Pan Am wise. So I've been speculating with family or whatnot, wondering if we're going to do any either camps or anything leading up to it. I'm actually going down to California this coming week. With Steve Norman playing a tournament down there. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I got one more tournament and then it's kind of off season. So.
That won't be any fun, I bet. Do you know where, where is he taking you?
It's a place about an hour outside of LA called Morongo, I think. I'm actually catching for him, believe it or not.
Oh my god.
Oh nice. Boy.
That'll be interesting. Awesome. I haven't caught a weekend in a long time, so been training the knees.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Awesome. Congrats, buddy. You know, all the best and keep that 700 average rolling and do us Saskatoon boys proud.
Yes. I'll try. Thanks, guys.
Stay hot, bud. Yeah, stay hot.
Thanks for coming.
Good to have those guys on. Hey.
That's great.
Yeah, it was good. You know what? And you know, too bad Zip couldn't come on. Something came up. But you know what? What's really good is I'm looking at these guys and I'm listening to them, and I know the quality of guys that they are. Men's teams is in good hands.
For sure, it is. And nice to see some.
There's a really good core there. I think Johnny and the staff have done a good job of, you know, kind of grooming some of these guys a little bit, and you know, the leadership is there, you know, and they had a mass retirement here not that long ago, right? You got Elsie and Lolly and some guys that have been around a long, long time. But just goes to show that good leaders kind of train good leaders, right? So
did you just make that up?
Well, I was going to say another word and then you guys would have bugged me. So I'm not. I was going to say good leaders breed good leaders. And you guys would have bugged me.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. But that's basically what I was going to say.
So well,
good leaders are awesome.
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 That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I've heard.
It's good.
Close Tosh phrase to that is the function of good leadership is to create more leaders, not more followers. So those guys that retired, they did a hell of a job putting in the person in place who's taken over. So good on for all sure. those guys. And I know
that's the way I would have said it.
Yeah, that's better, sharper.
I'm sure you guys both would have said it that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, neither one of you stepped up and said anything. But because I mean, Mace is still around, you know, Haley's still around. You got some guys that have been around a while, right? So it's in good hands. It's in good hands.
Well, this is going up to Lolly because he's probably listening because he's a great loyal listener of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you did a hell of a job creating a nice leadership brand and it's being carried on. That's a bit, you can take some credit for that, bud. Hey? Mm. Yeah. So.
Well, hey, his first national team jersey. 51 on the back, baby.
That's where it all started. 6 degrees of Tosh, everyone. 51.
It was a little bit too big, but he wore it.
So let's wrap it up. Let's get into shots. I'm going to go first. I don't normally go first, but I need to unburden myself, if I may.
Geez, do you ever.
Yeah. So Braden Arcand, who I love, he's been a great friend. There's a tie into the Rawlings here. So he gets engaged and he asked me to be in his party and I was thrilled because I love those two and it's great to see him get married. At the Rawlings, his now wife comes up to me and says, hey, I have to have a conversation with you. Can we do it later? And of course, my mind's spinning a million miles an hour. No, let's do it right now because there's no way I need to know what's going on. All right, come over here. So we go and stand, and we're in the gardens. And she's like, hey, how do you feel about also emceeing? I'm like, are you asking me not to be in the wedding party and just emcee? No. I want you to work with your sister. My sister, Shara, who I love, was officiated and she was emceeing, but I think you guys would work well together. So not a lot of notice or prep time. And I feel like most times I can be entertaining and funny, but it's very hard to do so when they say, do it now, be funny right now. It's tough. So I was like, oh, let me think about it. And God bless her, Tish said, no pressure. Okay. The next day I get a text, Donnie, hey, here's the thing. This is all you have to do. Here's the list. No pressure. The next day, hey, Donnie, also, we're thinking this and no pressure.
So
I replied, hey, Tish, you may not think it's pressure, but when you keep at it, that's pressure for sure. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think about it much. And I went, I had a little speech prepared because I do love those two. And the wedding got a little long. And in as such, I had a couple pints and I lost a bit of my focus, let's just say. Okay.
And your equilibrium, I hear.
Yeah. Well, I got that back. That the vertigo comes and goes, boys.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're at the head table.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Vertigo by Budweiser.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So my sister's like, hey, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm great. Why? She's like, hey, why don't you sit the first round out here and I'll just introduce the bridal party. Yeah. I'm like, great idea.
Maybe you think you said, great. Why do you ask? But actually what you said was,
Yeah.
Right?
It's very possible. Yeah. So she read the room and thought, you know what? This probably isn't the best. So I stood beside her and didn't say anything for the first couple speeches. And finally, I'm like, I feel better. Huh. And I'm like, hey, I'm the co-MC and I haven't said anything yet. And everyone kind of laughed. And then I didn't say anything for another 10 minutes. But then I got to say, I delivered what I thought was a pretty good speech. Didn't prepare, just kind of went off the cuff. And it was good. I felt it was good. So everything's done. We're wrapped up. And Jones, I asked Corey Jones, who was just on the cast, hey, man, how'd my speech go? He's like, hey, man, don't ask everybody. You did fine. But if you keep asking everybody, you might get an answer that you don't like. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Maybe I'll just pipe down. So to the Arcans, I love Jones, you. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Jones, he, like his dad, he's going to tell you how it is. Pretty
easy. Billy Bean, man. When you get the answer you want, hang up.
Hang up. My shot, I guess, is to myself for having the insecurity of having to have everyone tell me it was a good speech. But I'll get better.
But you know what, Donnie? Is your sister older or younger?
She's younger.
Oh, man. You could play that
What? She might be only a couple years older, but she looks way younger. And she's the most beautiful
did
person.
Did you just say you weren't sure if your sister was older or younger?
So let me just rephrase. I said this in the wedding. She's not actually my sister. It's Trevor McCabe's wife, but I've just referred to her as my sister since I met her because she gives that sort of vibe
off. That's confusing.
I gotcha.
Yes, so it is. I don't actually have a sister.
I thought you could have played off that whole brother-sister thing. No. That would have been... That's where my brain would have gone. Mm-hmm. That's instant funny.
It is, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Instant funny.
Instant. Yeah. So that's my shot.
Right.
Yeah. Got to be better. Got to regroup. Get better.
So you were the seventh groomsman.
Yep.
Kind of like... Okay.
An afterthought, yeah.
And then you were asked to MC the week before?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Right. Sort of like a last second fill-in, old Donnie. You
can infer whatever you want from there, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, I don't have an actual parting shot. I was gonna talk about, how hard Burnsy throws the ball and blah, 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 how it's not fair and blah, blah, blah. But it's not. Guys, the top hitters... They do a way better job. I remember being at provincials and facing Zippy, and I couldn't hit him with a tennis racket. The ball was coming so fast, I can't see it anymore. So they're all fast now.
Right.
So what I'm going to say is maybe for Donnie's
sake, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not a slam by any means, or it's not a shot. I just think it would be great for everybody that's listening to the podcast that got a chance to see Donnie in action this weekend to just shoot him a text and say, hey. I saw you. Yeah. You were fantastic.
You were awesome.
You know?
That was awesome.
I think that'll go a long ways. It will. What was the guy on Saturday Night Live? You're good enough. You're smart enough.
And doggone it, people like
me.
Yeah.
So.
What was his name?
I want to say it was
Stuart Smalley.
Stuart Smalley. I was going to say Stuart Jack Smalley. Handy, but Stuart Smalley's right, yeah.
Something like that. Stuart Smalley. But you know that he's a governor?
Is he a governor? He's a senator. He's a senator.
Yeah, and I heard he's going to do it again. I just saw that on. Yeah.
Oh, people like him. There it is.
People like him.
Gosh darn
people
it. Like him. People like him.
People like me.
Yeah, so if you're out there listening and you did happen to see my performance, give me a little feedback. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know what, guys? I don't really have a shot either. I was, as I mentioned before, I was in front of my computer doing that coaching course all weekend, and my... it was awesome. Lots of stuff to talk about. So I really don't have a shot except Dino, like your,
what?
No, your Canadians party. It just hit me. The Canadians party, right? And you sent me the picture.
Oh yeah. Right? Yeah.
And you're sitting there. Yeah. Razor. You look just like Razor.
It was awesome,
and that's what I responded back to. I went Razor! Exclamation point. Did he say anything, or did you show him?
Yeah,
that's funny. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. No shots. Just thank the guys for coming on. Like you said, Dino, I think it was just a blip on the radar. I think Supremacy's coming back to Canada, and with that group of guys and. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys go down to Argentina and take care of business for sure. Yep.
Can't wait.
Got, buddy. Hey, we got practice this weekend. Next weekend.
2 weekends in a row.
And we're going to Cali.
Cannot wait. Oh, flights are booked.
I need to wait longer before I get excited.
Nope.
Yeah.
Excited now.
No. Yeah.
I just do.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It's like It's right there. I can see it.
I know, bud. I got you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm the same way. There's my shot. Mm-hmm. My shot's at COVID. Like, enough already. Just enough. It's just enough.
Beat it, COVID.
Beat it.
It's getting a little long, yeah.
Yeah, just enough. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. So we're going to Cali, boys.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Let's do this.
Right on, boys. Say goodnight, Donnie.
Good night. Thanks for listening to Tuesday Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.